Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1, The Ticket. Fantasy football, Stoney. How's your team doing?
I have two teams.
Good. No one cares.
Okay. Well, you asked.
I know. I'm making fun of myself when I say that. Okay. There's an article in the Big Lead.
Beat you this week.
No one cares. There was an article in the Big Lead. The headline of it is, fantasy football is dumb and I quit and I'm never playing again. Okay? Now, this is a writer, Stephen Douglas, on the Big Lead. And he said that he was done with fantasy football because of some stupid flap that he got in his league. And he decided he was just finished with it because it's too much heartache. There's too much randomness to it. You can be one of those guys who has the most points in the league, but somehow has been, you know, finishes 4-8 during the regular season.
I love checking the points differential columns that are standing, like points against. Like, yeah. You can really help that.
And then this year, he decided to help his father because his dad doesn't know how to run an online team. And so he decided to help out and then basically got so fed up with it again because he got involved again and the league rules for the tiebreaker were ridiculous. And so he's like, I'm done. It's just too much. And I got to think, and I play fantasy football. You do. Gov does. Greg does. I mean, we all do. Heather's got a wickedly good team this year,
oh,
right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it is maddening at times. And I'm wondering, what is the greatest fantasy football scandal that you've ever either lived through, or what fantasy football scandal has driven you from the game? Because I got to think, much like our Lions topic last week, that at certain points you've just thrown down your chips and your beer and said, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. I got to think the same thing has happened for fantasy football people as well. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
I'm one of those who I get into the drafting of the players and play with my lineup a little bit, tinker with it if you have to make changes, but I don't, obsess over it like some people. That makes their whole Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's not that big of a deal to me.
It's not a science to you like it is to some.
No. Yeah. And like if I do well and make some money, fine. If not, I don't care. It's like I don't have to like get a trophy, or if I lose, dress up like as an animal or something like some leagues make the last place person do. You ever see that?
No.
I saw when they showed I don't know what network I was watching on their fantasy football. Oh, it was, I think it was the Lebatard TV show where the person who finished last place in the fantasy league went out in the streets dressed as like a woman. I mean, they make them do weird things if you lose.
The greatest scandal that I was ever part of, and I think you were part of it as well, happened in an online office league where the commissioner went back in through the previous scores to a random week early in the season, and he changed the scores in games against teams that were no longer in the playoff mix and therefore would have no reason to go back and check their own scores to give himself a higher point differential.
So he had a better playoff spot.
Which he'd have a better playoff spot, and it gave him a greater point differential, which helped in any sort of tiebreakers. Like, for example, in week 3, let's just say for the sake of argument that the final score was 85-81. After he was done with the math, the final score was 85-0. He didn't even do it smartly, like put a little bit here and a little bit there, like the scheme in Office Space where they're only taking like fractions of a cent. He did it whole hog where he took a total that was, a reasonable total, like 60 or 70, and then put it down to 0. So that his scoring differential that week was 87 points as opposed to 6 points. He also happened to be our boss.
Right, I think the
league. So it was very difficult to argue our point and say, this is BS, you should be thrown out of the league, you should never compete again. And he had a very odd way of arguing his point on his behalf, like he was completely innocent of it. But it was one of the most blatant.
I think the league ended after that.
I think it did too.
Yeah.
I think it did too.
We got a little fed up.
I was not in the league then, so I just stood on the sidelines.
And observed.
And kind of thought it was weak that nobody called him out, but it's easy for me to say when I'm not in the league.
Well, no, people called him out. And much like in the, you know, in any circumstance, they were treated poorly professionally from that point forward.
Exactly. I was going to say, I don't think I would have been sitting here right now had I said that.
It stood in the way of future advancement in their career by the fact that they spoke up and against the fact that this guy who was our boss and our commissioner was blatantly cheating.
I came close to not participating in our league here the following year after the first year. It was like, I couldn't understand. I don't remember what exactly it was, but you didn't read the constitution of the league. And like Valenti was commissioner and had all these weird things that, you know, shame on me for not realizing, but it was bizarre.
There was some fuzzy math going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had the whole payment scandal.
Yeah.
That was the same year.
Oh, they were the same?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. One on the same. Let's go to Steve in Southfield on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Steve.
Hello, guys. I quit fantasy probably every year. But the one year I really quit, I've since gone back. 3 weeks in a row, less than 1 point total, I lost. 3 weeks in a row by less than 1 point total, like by 0.47, by 0.3 something, and then by like 0.1. So less than 1 point, 3 weeks in a row, three losses. And that was my last year. Then I took a year off, and then I went back. And I've been back since, but it was...
You lost three games in a row by less than 1 point combined.
By less than 1 point combined.
Wow.
With fractional scoring.
Now, would that be like a yard for a wide receiver? I mean,
or
like...
You're
like,
one catch.
What are we talking here?
A yard or a reception or a couple more touches, but I forget. This was probably 5 or 6 years ago, so I forget exactly the... But yeah, it would have been nothing. Not even a touchdown, just a couple more receptions, a couple more yards, and I would have been okay. And that happened 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that before.
At least, and I feel bad for you, Steve, and I'm glad you're back. Welcome back to the fray. But at least that wasn't somebody doing something to you. That was just
right.
Football fate or gods. Because when you get people involved and you get people making decisions, I mean, it's sad to say, but friendships are ruined.
That is really sad.
I mean,
if fantasy football is going to cause you to, it's like you're better off like dropping out. Look, I still want to be your friend. I'm out.
I agree. I mean, I know, for example, not me, but I was a friend of mine was in a league with a bunch of guys, and they were did it for years, and it came down to this really controversial decision, and one guy was like, "I'm out. I'm done." And he was like, they never heard from him again. Like that was the end of their friendship, and they were friends for
please.
A long time.
That's awful.
That shows a weakness on somebody's part.
Yes.
I'm not sure whose part. But a mental weakness, to be sure.
So I got a text from a Lions writer, Dave Burkett, about what drove him from the game.
From fantasy football?
I benefited from this play. It was 1997. It was at the Metrodome. And Brad Johnson threw a touchdown and got batted up in the air.
He caught him.
And complete my sentence. He ran in the end zone and scored a touchdown. So he got a touchdown pass and a touchdown reception.
Against Dave Burkett's team?
Yes. And that drove him from the game. Now I won a game by 6 points that week.
Wow.
Because of Brad Johnson?
Yes.
You had Brad Johnson?
It's still brought up. I have my friend Chris, who's in my league. 20 years later, we're still playing together. And that is one of the referred to moments of that really happened.
See, I
and it went back to where you had to go to the USA Today. That was our official scoring and do by hand scoring.
Yeah,
those
were
great.
And we had to wait to see, is it in the column or not? And it was.
That's like in fantasy baseball. I've always felt that if Madison Bumgarner hits a home run, he should get credit for that. But he doesn't. Because he only gets the pitching stats.
Right.
And so, but I'm glad he does. He should get credit for that. That's one of the great frustrations if you know, I guess there's very few players who do this anymore, but let's just say Golden Tate went back to return a punt, which he did against Minnesota.
See, that's lame. I think those guys should get points, individual points.
But you don't get those points because they're special teams points.
Well, failed to mention the Chiefs-Redskins game this year. Remember that? The bad beat?
The one that was Valenti's worst beat yet.
Probably caused people to quit fantasy. Because somebody would have had the Chiefs D.
Oh, yeah. Because of a garbage touchdown at the very end.
Yeah.
We're talking about fantasy football and what drove you from your league, whatever it was.
This could be one of the greatest ones of all time on Ticket Text, Jamie. Shoegate. Guys were trading players for a pair of shoes.
That's where people step in. That's where you got to step in.
Yeah.
I think I'm in two leagues this year. And I don't think there was a single trade in either league.
Was there a trade in our league? I don't think so.
I don't believe there was.
No.
That used to be the best part of the fantasy draft, fantasy football, other than the draft. The draft's the best part.
Ron at work. For me, I quit our league when somehow the week before our season started, the schedule magically changed and our commissioner was always playing a team with the best players on byes.
That is just so wrong.
That is so wrong. In some ways, somewhat savage. I kind of give the guy credit for it. It's kind of a genius move. But yes, very, very wrong.
And see, the league that I run, we have a schedule that's like built out based on, and you draft based on where you finished the year before. We have a toilet bowl. Right. Everything's predetermined, so there can be no shenanigans.
What's the winner get? Money?
Yes.
Is there a trophy?
No.
No trophy, just money?
No, this is, we're old school. We don't need a trophy.
Okay.
I know one of my leagues does have a trophy. It's very lame.
Nick in Sarasota. Thank you for listening in Sarasota. Brett Favre, 6 touchdowns after his father's death, just beat me for the championship.
So you were actually unhappy that his father passed away? What was his dad's name again?
I don't know.
Irv.
Irv, that's right. Irv Favre. I thought I was about to say Marv, but I guess that wouldn't have made a lot of sense. Marv Favre.
Let's see. Fantasy football crap that drove me away. Scumbag commissioner who tried to overcharge everybody for transactions while undercharging himself. Also effed up waivers to benefit his buddy.
The role of the commissioner has often been abused over the years so that payouts do not come as quickly as they should. You mentioned that what happened in our league.
Right.
I was in a fantasy baseball league one time where the commissioner took the monies and he got a new roof on his house.
Which is, well, how late was he delinquent in paying the winner?
Rather delinquent.
Give me months, years?
No, not years. I'd say months.
It was the next draft 1 year for us, and we took his rights away as commissioner.
Yeah, you've lost
that's,
all rights.
Because he had a guy had spent the money.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here again. I'm going to sound like I'm the commissioner of all commissioners here, no. But when I get the money at the draft, and usually there's one or two guys that don't have it, but I get it before the season ends, and it just goes in an envelope, and I put it in the safe.
Right.
It's not my money. It doesn't go into my bank account. I'm not going to collect the 3 cents I can over 4 months.
Well, like in the NCAA pool, I get the money, and I end up, like, spending it, but as soon as it's over, a couple weeks,
well,
2 weeks later, I write the
we're
check.
Well, not you.
I know.
We don't have moats.
True. I am one of the few here who have a moat. You're right.
One of the few moats in Michigan's, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a tie this year in a decimal league to the hundredths of a point, 147.61 to 147.61. No clue what the odds are, but that was nuts.
That's a fantasy score, Agami.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
A great tiebreaker is, because you do have to have a tiebreaker for things like that, but it's starter touchdowns. Whoever starter score the most touchdowns.
Whichever starter, no matter what position it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes some people go to bench points, which isn't fair because of buys, I don't think.
Well, the thing about that, though, is it makes people stay on top of their team the whole year
because
there's a little value.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ray Ray in Sterling Heights on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Ray Ray.
How you guys doing? This is by far the biggest bad beat I've ever seen or been a part of in fantasy football. Championship game last season. I have Golden Tate, and the guy I'm going against has Jason Witten and Dez Bryant. Championship game, Lions are playing Dallas. Long story short, it's fourth quarter. Dallas has everything clinched. I'm up by 10. There are multiple scores. They're at the 10-yard line. I'm up 10. So even if Dez gets a touchdown, I still win by a couple points. Witten gets a touchdown, I still win by a couple points. Prescott throws it to Witten. Witten drops back and throws it to Dez Bryant for the touchdown. So he gets a passing touchdown from Witten.
That is not true. That cannot have happened.
I have it documented. I printed it out. You guys can go and look. I filled it. It was a 1K buy-in league.
Was the Monday night game, right?
Oh, my
Monday
God. Night the night,
yes,
the day after Christmas.
Game, I'm up. I'm almost ready to celebrate. I'm like, a touchdown to Dez, I still win.
Yeah, because in your mind, like you just said, touchdown for Dez, I win. Touchdown for Witten, yep. I win. There's no losing here. It's not possible to lose. That's amazing. I think Ray Ray wins, yeah, man. I would walk away and never look back. 248-539-9797. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!